Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August 14th, 2009. All the geek and someone doesn't have their shades on.
Yeah, I can see.
Wow, we did that yesterday. How many bells am I holding up? There you go.
Just one.
Congratulations. Welcome to Friday. You excited for the weekend?
Yes.
Gonna do anything new, fun, different?
Going away party, mostly just kind of hanging out with my man.
Outstanding. You see that? That's why I'm here, for all the sweet things she says in the morning. That there, of course, is the Flintstress.
What are you doing here, you little freak?
I live here.
Oh, good.
I, of course, am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Well, ladies, the pleasure was all mine. Which is the only thing that matters in the end.
When you get right down to it. This date, August 14th in 1888, inventor Oliver B. Schallenberger of Rochester, Pennsylvania, received a patent for the electric meter.
Wow.
Because you had to plug it in, you see.
Okay.
Just see how much electricity you use. The meter.
The meter. Read the meter. Got
exactly.
It. Exactly. In 1935, FDR signed the Social Security Act. Old people. Senior citizen benefits just for you.
1919, a U.S. Aero Marine flying boat carried the first airmail delivery at sea. Dun, dun, dun.
Cool. Airmail if it's at sea?
Well, it flew to bring it to them and didn't use a boat, you see.
Or an owl.
No, it did not use an owl.
That would have been cool.
They didn't have that technology then.
In 1953, the wiffle ball was invented by David Milani Sr. for his 13-year-old son.
Oh, I guess the kid couldn't throw a curveball by himself.
Nope.
1961, Edwin Cooper, the original Bozo the Clown, died at age 41, and then someone else had to step into the makeup. Yes, that's not the original Bozo, kids.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't know if you knew that. There's not a clown walking around that's 100 years old. And the vicar's probably very thrilled to know that.
In 1975, just for you.
Yes.
The world premiere of the Rocky Horror Picture Show was held in London.
The goddamn Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's right.
And it opened 2 months later in the U.S.
And it's still running to this day.
And always will.
So any virgins around the Richmond, Virginia area, come see me. I'll take care of you. 1982, Bill Neal became the first person to paddle a bathtub across the English Channel, crossing 21 miles from Dover to Cap Cruz. In 13 and a half hours, he used a single oar to paddle his steel bathtub. To avoid being arrested by French authorities who arrest people arriving on their shores in unconventional crafts, Neal registered his tub with Lloyd's of London as an ocean-going craft.
Okay.
And that's how you gets around it.
Fabulous.
Birthdays for today. Mila Kunis is 26 years old. Sure, she was Jackie on That 70s Show, but she's Meg on Family Guy, and she was incredibly delightful in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes, she was the highlight of that movie.
Incredibly hot in that movie.
I've got Halle Berry of some geeky stuff. Her birthday is today. I don't say how old people are because I don't like people to know how old I am.
Okay, even though it's posted everywhere in the world?
Yep.
Okay, she was Storm in X-Men, and for some damn reason she was in a movie that was allegedly about Catwoman, even though it wasn't.
The outfit looked a little hot.
Catherine Bell's 41. I don't care. I say names. She was, of course, Sarah, as we know, Mac on JAG. Huh? JAG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Magic Johnson. It's his birthday today.
We all need help reaching our goals. Susan Olsen, 47. Cindy Brady on The Brady Bunch.
I've got Gary Larson, the creator of The Far Side.
Making cows funny since 1980. Jack A. Harry is 53.
Jack A.
Vanessa on Everybody Hates Chris now, but we all knew her from 227.
Of course.
Damn right we did.
Mm-hmm. Romance novelist Danielle Steele. Her birthday today, too.
Antonio Fargas is 63. That's Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch. Thank you very damn much.
Steve Martin, ultimate funny guy, the jerk. Yeah. I was born a poor black child.
Come back and be funny, Steve Martin, please.
Pink Panther
crap ain't cutting it, pal. Ain't cutting it at all. Tonight, some television. CBS has Neil Diamond, hot August nights, New York City. He's coming to your TV.
I don't know, it's just going to be funny.
Okay.
ABC has reruns. Super Nanny, Ugly Betty, you know, whatever they normally show, reruns.
Fox has a two-hour new episode of Mental.
Ooh.
So there you go. That makes up for it all right there.
Yeah. Well, NBC, more reruns. They've got Southland, and that's one of those cop shows, right?
Yeah.
And Dateline NBC.
AMC is showing Rudy. He played for 10 seconds, but he was a hero that captured the spirit of the world.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. Bravo has a good movie, Coming to America.
There you go.
The royal penis has been cleansed.
Animal Planet's got Whale Wars, the stuff of nightmares. I would imagine yes.
Yes, whales ramming each other and...
It's not the Golden Compass 2, I hope.
FX has Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash story.
Oh, there you go.
Not Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
No, that would be better. Country Music Television has the first movie I saw after being in basic training in the Army now that I saw at the theater on base. It stars Pauly Shore. It stars the hot as hell Lori Petty. And it's not good at all.
No.
It's just not good.
Sci-Fi brings you a new episode of Eureka.
Ooh.
You're keeping up with that.
Tonight's episode entitled Ship Happens.
See what they did there. Funny.
That's outstanding. On the History Channel, a new Lock and Load with Arlie Ermey. They're looking at pistols and how they can kill you if you don't get out of their way.
You think?
I do. I've been known to.
TNT has the football movie We Are Marshall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
TV Land showing Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Ooh.
If I'm watching anything this fine, fine evening, though, it's going to be on the Chiller Network because a killer returns from the grave to lead an army of zombies against a drug dealer and a group of high schoolers. Tonight, Chelsea Jean, Jeremy Brove star in Death Valley, The Return of Bloody Bill.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
That would probably be for the best. They show some real crap there.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they're taking over from Sci-Fi as a place to watch some real crap. Let's see, the mailbag. Mr. Flynn, you are a cruel, cruel man, teasing us with the local listings that include the Redskins preseason game, which I couldn't get locally, but instead was stuck with ESPN's coverage of Pittsburgh versus Arizona. Yawn. Sure, it was a rematch of the Super Bowl, but who cares? I wanted my damn Redskins. That's from Big Orange Michael. Well said, sir.
Well, we lost anyway. And
of
it's
course
just a preseason,
we lost.
Though, which, you know, you got to try out all the new guys and give them a shot to see if they can make the team.
What
so.
About the football game, though?
You make everything dirty.
Well, you know, you make it so easy, you charming woman, you. If you'd like to complain about the football that's being shown or not being shown in your area, please let us know about it because we do love us some football. Podcast.
Or get a Sunday ticket.
Ooh, that'd be awesome. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Friday, of course, means we've got to look at the new flicks that are coming out and, of course, a peek at your geekified news this Friday, August 14th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor Podcast, the modern gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
Duketown Radioactive, a podcast about life, liberty, and the pursuit of geekdom. Get the show at www.nuketown.com/podcast.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily. How absolutely extraordinary. You must all be so clever.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August 14th, 2009. All the geek and apparently a robot guy says we're clever.
We are
so
clever.
So that is awesome. We might be clever enough for us to make some plans for the weekend, including some movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
New stuff this weekend, and yes, it's here. You've been waiting so long for it, and finally, Band Slam with Vanessa Hudgens is out.
Sometimes naked Vanessa Hudgens?
But she's not going to be naked in this.
She's part of a group of, what, high school misfits who form a rock band competing in the battle of the bands.
Way to keep being typecast. Go from High School Musical to Band Slam.
Can you act or just sing, or either one?
She can take naked pictures of herself on her cell phone.
Okay.
All right.
Next we have The Goods. Live Hard, Sell Hard. Jeremy Piven stars as an infamous fast-talking used car salesman. Yeah, whatever, I don't know.
Okay, basically, this looks like it could be the new version of the... It looks like the first one to actually want to tackle the subject of funny used car salesmen since Kurt Russell starred in Used Cars.
Oh.
And if it's anywhere near as good as Used Cars, it's going to be a damn fine time. What's going to be an extraordinary time is the District 9 is finally out. I like how it's from producer Peter Jackson, directed by Neil Blomkamp. Don't forget that Neil did this. This is the movie that Peter Jackson helped Neil do since the whole Halo project fell through. 28 years ago, aliens landed on our planet, and this is human beings dealing with everything that's going on. They just want to go back home, that's all. But is something else going on? You'll have to tune in and find out.
Yeah, and the previews just look amazing.
They do look incredibly amazing.
Okay. The other one, based on a very popular book, The Time Traveler's Wife, Rachel McAdams and Eric Bana star.
Yes, indeed. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I think it looks pretty cool. Even though she was on The Daily Show
and
last night
and gave
the entire story away.
Gave it all away.
Literally. But
Jon Stewart, you know, you don't have to tell me all this.
She doesn't need to do any more press, but whatever. It still looks like a very good movie.
She could do press naked. Then I wouldn't really hear what she's saying. Ponyo is also out today. It's the new Miyazaki tale. Five-year-old boy and a goldfish princess who longed to become human. Roger Ebert's written a very wonderful little write-up about this, including people's ignorance going, is the movie at least dubbed? To which he said it's animated. Every animated film is dubbed. Nemo can't really talk. Don't know if you knew that. Roger Ebert's become an incredibly funny guy.
He moves his lips in a way that's English.
Oh, how does that happen? Ooh, that's crazy. That's crazy. So there's a lot of stuff to go see. After weeks and weeks and weeks of getting one, maybe two good things out a weekend, there's several fine quality products to choose from this weekend. What's going to be number one? What do you predict?
I'd like to think District 9.
I'd like to think District 9. With The Time Traveler's Wife coming up second, but somehow I know it's still going to be Transformers and G.I. Joe because the world is just that damn...
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Warner Brothers is going to have to hurry up and make that Superman movie, possibly by 2011. Because you see, last year a federal judge did decide that Time Warner was not the sole proprietor of Superman, and that the heirs of Jerome Siegel, of Siegel and Schuster, are entitled to a share of the U.S. copyright. This week, the court again ruled, giving the Siegel family a larger share of the copyright than they had before. So, WBDC is going to lose the complete rights to the Man of Steel 2013. They'll still have some ownership, but after that, they'll have to work with the family. So, because DC owns things like Jimmy Olsen, Perry White, the fact that he flies, because Superman didn't do all that to start with. So this is going to be a joint ownership, and God only knows what that means for the character. So enjoy your Superman while you can. I'm just saying.
Wow. In science news, it's called Tasting the Light. Device lets blind see with their tongues. Okay, this was actually really cool.
Okay.
And if I don't do a good enough job explaining it, check out the article directly. But it's basically a pair of sunglasses wired to an electric, it's called like a lollipop that you put on your tongue. And then there's the sensor that's in the sunglasses.
Right.
And it senses light. You know, and pixels register with, like, different sensations on your tongue. So, like, if it's a dark area, it's going to not send a signal at all. And, like, a white pixel yields a strong electric pulse that tastes like Pop Rocks or champagne bubbles on your tongue. And patients have learned to then interpret these signals to the point where they can find doorways and elevator buttons, read even sometimes letters and numbers through this new technology.
So it gives you daredevil vision.
I mean, it's not going through your hearing. Okay. It's going through your tongue.
He has but one tongue to taste the world.
So, like I said, it just looks really, really cool. It's still in development. It's not, you know, a mass-produced product or anything yet. But keep your eye out for people who are, you know, that's getting the Steves on it.
That is pretty cool right there. So if you still rent DVDs and not from Netflix, you might stop by a little thing called a Redbox. It's in front of grocery stores. It's in front of department stores. You rent a movie for like $1 or whatever, $2, and then bring it back the next day. Well, of course, Fox, there's a lawsuit now.
Of course.
Fox announced terms of its new distribution deal with direct wholesalers to not sell new release titles to vending operators until 30 days after the street date. Fox doesn't want you to be able to rent the movie until 30 days after it's been out. And Redbox says, no, you can't do that. So there's a lawsuit, so we're waiting to see what happens with that.
Oh, God. Fox.
Way to go, Fox.
Hate them. John Heder? I never say it wrong.
Yeah, sure,
John
why
Heder.
Not?
Heder, whatever. He's set
Napoleon.
Napoleon Dynamite. Who are we kidding? Is set to star as yet another geek whose life has been interrupted by transmissions from Buddy Holly in this live-action translation of Bradley Denton's book, his cracked-out novel, apparently. Buddy Holly is alive and well on Ganymede. Now, he's not playing Buddy Holly.
Okay.
He's playing a character called Oliver Vale, and he's an average geek whose uneventful life changes when Buddy Holly suddenly turns up on every TV channel and declares that Vale is the only one who understands why this is happening, which causes him to be pursued by a mob of disguised aliens.
Oh, okay. Buddy Holly disguised aliens and Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, it's directed by Robert Rugen, who's responsible for Alice's Misadventures in Wonderland, and who knows, but I find him to be a fabulous actor. I've loved everything that he's in.
Okay,
so.
Then. All right, Walt Disney, Sony, and Universal, among other people that filed a lawsuit against the Seattle-based Real Networks in 2008 because they have a Real DVD device that lets you copy DVDs.
Right.
Well, a judge has now ruled that while yes, since you own a DVD, you are allowed to make yourself a backup copy. Yes, you can, by God. However, you can't do it using any illegal software. And the judge ruled that the Real Networks Real DVD is illegal software. So while you can do it, there's no real legal way for you to do it at this particular point in time, which just goes to show you that the legal system doesn't make a lick of damn sense.
No.
I thought you'd like to know that. So until then, just download everything and burn it to a DVD using the regular DVD burners, because those are totally legal and the judge shouldn't have any problem with that.
Loopholes.
Loopholes, baby. Geek Radio Daily, thank you so much for dropping by this week. Next week, God only knows we'll be here. That's the whole fun thing when you start juggling hosts, which Superman could do, but he's got to do it before 2013. GRD right. License under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, Victor, the Bruce, or Frenchtress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
You've seen all kinds of movies, but you've never seen anything like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own.
I'm just a sweet transvestite.
See the Rocky Horror Picture Show. A different set of jaws. Rated R.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips. And pull your knee, 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 knee. You do the knee, 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 knee,